Breaking news as Caroline Leavitt is answering questions at the White House podium, trying to blame anything and everything else for the mass shooting that happened yesterday. It's been discovered that she's posting conspiracy theories about why this happened, relating to, I'm serious right now, I'm serious, demonic possession. What? That's where we are in this country. The press secretary posting about demonic possession because they want to focus on anything and everything else other than the fact that the guns are the problem. And here she is trying to blame this on trans people.
I've seen a lot of calls for action, you know, among these lawmakers saying that we shouldn't just be praying. One that I've seen on the right, actually, is calls for the FBI to institute a new class of domestic terrorism that involves trans ideology. Is that something that the administration would support?
I would have to check with the appropriate people on that.
Not say no. And by the way, it's literally littered on X, which is a right-wing hellhole where they are trying to blame this on trans people. And we all know that, one, trans people make up the smallest percentage of the population. I think it's like 0.6% of the population. And I believe 40% to 60% of the mass shootings that happen in this country are done by who? You're not going to be surprised by this. White males. So maybe if we're going to start to demonize a group, we should start at the one causing the most damage. Just a thought. Now, she was also asked about antidepressants and their role and mass shootings. Again, looking everywhere, but the obvious answer, which is we've got too many guns.
Parents and potential therapists in this case, again, all of that is still currently being investigated by the FBI. I know the Secretary of Health and Human Services this morning said that HHS is investigating perhaps links between some of these drugs and these prescription drugs that some of these minors may be taking and an increase in violence. And obviously, we have mental health problems in this country that this administration and Secretary Kennedy will continue to speak out about and the work that we're doing to solve.
RFK Jr., who she mentioned is the Health and Human Services Secretary, said this, looking like, truly looking like a madman on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, saying that they're putting 5G into our data to harvest and control our behavior. This is the person she's talking about, making an assessment about whether or not people should take psychiatric medication.
5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 65,000 satellites alone we'll be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G to harvest our data and control our behavior.
That's the person they want to determine whether or not psychiatric medication is impacting us and causing mass shootings. Now, I'm not a defender of the medical industrial complex at all. I kind of think a for-profit system always becomes immoral unless there are huge guardrails in place, which we do not have in this country. But I will tell you that a conspiracy theorist trying to solve for problems that don't exist isn't going to help anyone. Okay. Now, she